Well, good morning to you. Pleased to be joined by two guests this morning talking about what happened on Tuesday to the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The first is Tim Hannigan, the Fairfax County Republican Party chairman. We're also joining us in studio is Lou Cerrone. He's Republican Party precinct operations chair for the Loudoun County Republican Party. First off, Lou, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have
Thanks
you here with us. And Tim as well, good morning.
Good morning.
And Tim, I'll start with you as the Fairfax Republican Party chairman. I don't want to dawdle on the topic at all. I want to get right to it. What do you think Republicans did wrong Tuesday? What were the mistakes that were made?
First, good to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with you. I think Republicans in Fairfax County have not reached into different communities, groups, whatever you want to talk about, like-minded organizations, and attracted those people who share Republican values, principles, but are voting reliably Democrat. Mm. And I think that that's been going on for quite a while. And it's an area that we have not been – we've been done well in a few areas, but not as many.
You know, that's,
we
but,
need to expand the Republican base in Fairfax County.
Yes.
We did a good job in drawing out traditional Republicans. The total vote count for most candidates, if not all – far exceeded the 2015 and 2011 totals. In some cases, would have won hands down easily. But that's not good enough because there are more Democrats in Fairfax County, and they've driven up their base.
You know, one of the questions, and this goes to both of you, actually, one of the questions we got from a listener tweeted to us and said, how can we expect to win if we don't have people running? And included a picture from the Washington Post, a screenshot. It says, Democrats capitalized on a rush of excitement to nominate candidates in 92 of 100 state house districts, a record for modern elections, while Republicans had candidates in only 72 of them. How do you win if you don't have a candidate?
But it wasn't exactly a wholesome battle. It wasn't like two fairly fought sides, was it? I mean, you had a Democratic Party that was supported by an extensive amount of outside money. This has been years in the making. This race was especially important given its impact on redistricting the entire state of Virginia. Now everything controlled by the Democrats. Do you feel like the Democrats fought fairly in this? Do you feel like you lost fair and square in the way the election process was conducted?
Well, I thought we were talking about politics. You're talking about the word fair. That doesn't always apply.
Yeah.
What we have is – you are right. Thanks for bringing that up. George Soros in particular came in and supported our Commonwealth's attorney's candidate. Wow. All we have to do is Google – the district attorney in Philadelphia and find out what the people up there think of this. I don't think the people of Loudoun County of Northern Virginia really understand what's going on when they allow these candidates to come in. Up in Philadelphia, the words, the headlines state,
right.
The police are afraid. The police are not seeing people prosecuted fairly.
Yeah.
If you want to bring that word back in, it should apply to our law, right? It should be fair and just under the law. Everyone's equal under the law. But in politics, it doesn't always happen that way. So again, outside money comes in and they get their influence.
Right. Well, right? Let me pull Tim in, though, because Mary asked this question about uncontested races. That was an issue in Fairfax.
We had a different issue. We had a different scenario in Fairfax, no question about it. Going into the election this year, we had in Fairfax County 26 different General Assembly seats. That's 9 state Senate districts and 17 House of Delegate districts that cover all or part of Fairfax County. Going into this year's election, we are down 25-1. Delegate Tim Hugo was our only representative in the right. General Assembly. That is a tough recruiting environment, trust me. I probably interviewed maybe 50 different people who showed an interest at various times over the last year, year and a half, in running for those. And as they looked into it, no matter how much you cajoled them, many, many of them backed away from running under those circumstances. Now, the good news in Fairfax County is we did recruit very strong candidates at the county level, and they did a great job and fought real hard and did reasonably well even in losing.
You got your tails kicked.
Yes, we did.
You know, so you've got to take some inventory and be like, okay, what are the deficits that we can change, right?
Definitely. Well, in the history
I say the answer is expand the party. That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
And I think that often we make the big effort, and certainly we did this year in Fairfax County, successfully in getting out the Republican vote. And that's critical. Mm-hmm. It's important to do that. But when you're in the minority as a minority party,
right,
you have to expand as well as just getting out your own
vote. Yeah, I mean, it's an uphill
vote.
Battle in Fairfax County. But even the small footholds you had, I think of like Elizabeth Schultz on the Fairfax County School Board, like one of the few people speaking out and being like, this mm-hmm. is crazy. She's gone. She just got voted out. She can't even keep her seat.
Right. Yeah.
Are we thinking about what just happened?
But I might mention one other point, what Lou is talking about here. I do think we have been warning for a long time about the results of Democrats taking over.
Right.
And having a blank check, going unconstrained. Those have appeared slightly in Fairfax County and across the Commonwealth. But I think with no break on the Democrats, there's going to be worse and worse policies that are forced upon the residents. And as I see those things taking place, I think a lot of people are going to wake up and say, wait a second, they've gone off the rails.
So, Lou, I think you agree that things are going to change drastically in Virginia. What's the game plan for battling those changes that are coming down the road?
Nothing different than what we're already doing. If you take we have to take a look at the history of let's look at the last 10 years. The pen, it's like a grandfather clock. It swings back and forth, right? Right now it's swinging towards the Democrats. But just a few years ago, let us not forget, it was our way. And I wish the Democrats well in power. I hope they serve all people. And if not, we're going to be there to call them out.
They're going to come after your guns. They're going to come after the guns in Virginia. They're going to do that.
No,
they're going to start to impose rules like you have in New Jersey and other states that don't, you know, they're going to want gun permits, which will be a de facto registration. I don't see that flying in Virginia. So you know that's coming. What do you do to counteract it?
We have to be vocal throughout this whole process as a minority party, even though we don't have elected officials in there. And we have to go to the open forums. We have to attend the General Assembly sessions where we have a chance to speak up, and we have to continue to that. We have to work in the media, expressing our differing viewpoints. In the final analysis, unfortunately, for the next few years, we'll have no votes at the table, and that is a major problem.